My name is Lynn Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. I'm the state treasurer for the Independent American Party, and this is in regard to the mandatory vaccines. I am asking for a no vote as someone who has suffered many allergies for many years. There are also many young children and young adults that have severe allergies these days. If you watch any television, you will have noticed how many commercials there are concerning medications, shots, and oral pills that warn against allergic reactions and to contact a doctor or an emergency room immediately if there are any reactions to the medications. Many people don't know what is in the medications, shots, or oral pills until it is too late. Forcing people to ingest or receive shots without knowing what is in the mix can become deadly for many people. Making people choose between an education and a career or a possible deadly decision is not what our state should be doing. Please consider a no vote on mandatory vaccinations. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Charlotte Stewart, last name spelled S-T-E-W-A-R-T, and I'm calling to comment to ask you to please stop with the mandatory vaccination stuff for students. People pay to go to your schools. These vaccines do not keep anyone safe. Unvaccinated people to vaccinated people. That's the whole point in getting vaccinated, is so that you don't get sick. So they have no reason to be scared of unvaccinated people. You guys are violating religious rights. You are not approving every religious exemption. You have no whose religious convictions meet your standards. Only God can do that. What you are doing is destroying the lives of several students. Several people who paid to go to your organizations can no longer go because you will not allow them without
Thank you. My name is Mary Swirsky, S-W-I-R-S-K-Y. I'm a Northern Nevada resident. I'm calling to voice my opposition to a mandatory vaccine requirement for our students, and I hope this gets recorded. I appreciate your call, your taking my call. Thank you.
My name is Conzello Barnhill III, C-O-N-Z-E-L-L-O-B-A-R-N-H-I-L-L, the third. I will begin. Time and time, we face battles we cannot win. The dignity in these battles exists in concession. Your quest will end in failure despite being defeated. You have returned, eyes filled with justice. Righteousness course in your veins, unperturbed. You've lost, Melody Rose. Reason doesn't exist within you. It exists in your opponent. Therein lies in your opponent. Thou hast sought to destroy freedom. Unbeknownst to thought eyes, ye feeble justice is but a figment of evil. Stop. Your deal is meaningless, a fruitless effort, bringing nothing but joy for thee and thy compatriots. Ye shall be forsaken in the, ye shall be a footnote in the destruction of freedom, or forsaken, scorned, or forgotten by all except by compatriots and wandering souls. Yeah. We can go back and forth on philosophical interpretations of ethical conduct, you know. Fundamentally, Freedom always wins. You can't beat freedom. You suck. Nothing.
Yes, hello. My name is Mary Lim. For the record, Mary, common spelling, last name L as in Larry, I, M as in Mary Lim. And I wanted to provide public testimony for the record on the agenda today, Friday, the January the 14th. Regarding the vaccination mandates for students, I am strongly opposed and not in favor of this due to obvious reasons based on the foundation of freedom of choice. And furthermore, I'd also like to thank Mr. Byron and the other members who previously was not in favor of this. I appreciate Byron and the other members I would like to express gratitude for and hopefully continue to encourage them to take the stance of freedom of choice. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Hello, my name is Carolina Quintana. Last name is spelled Q-U-I-N. T-A-N-A. I am calling to put my comment as a no. I do not support or agree with the COVID-19 student vaccines mandate. I think that students as well as anybody should be given the freedom to make their own decisions on what they want to do or put in on their own bodies. Thank you.